Hey, y'all, today I'm going to talk about fried pork chops on the podcast. You know, when I invite Jamie Dean over to eat, I'll say, "What do you want, son?" And he said, "Mama, you know I want fried pork chops. I just love them." So I want to just tell y'all what I've learned over the years about a wonderful, tender, mouth-watering fried pork chop. Now, the first thing I want to do is salt and pepper my pork chops. Now, you can get different cuts of a pork chop. You can get one that looks like a porterhouse. It's got the filet on one side and then the strip on the other. Or you can get one with just like a blade with no filet. And you can even get boneless pork chops. But, you know, I'm a bone girl. Gnawing the bone of a pork chop is my favorite thing to do. So I always buy the bone in. And after I salt and pepper these, and I use a little garlic powder on them as well, I'll take my meat mallet and I will beat my pork chops because it's a muscle. So I want to break down that muscle just in case it might be a little on the tough side. So I'll beat them down on both sides, just enough to break the muscle. And then I'll just sprinkle it with buttermilk on both sides. I don't drench them. Just sprinkle it and let that sit in for a minute. And then I put it into self-rising flour and I dredge it good. And I love cooking my pork chops in a cast iron skillet because it'll get so hot and it'll retain that heat. And I always use peanut oil because of the flavor of it and because it has a higher resistance to burning. So I'll put just enough peanut oil in my pan so as not to cover the pork chops. You can deep fry them and they're good. But I usually will just put enough peanut oil that it covers the pork chop like halfway. And I'll cook it over like a medium-high heat. And I'll cook it for maybe 3 or 4 minutes per side, really depending on how thick your pork chops are. And then I'll just line a baking sheet with a paper bag from the grocery store. I'll press that down and use that as a drain for my pork chops. And then I'll put a couple of pieces of paper towel on top of that. And I'll put them on my cookie sheet in a warm oven. Because when you fry pork chops at the Dean house, you're frying more than one batch. It may be 3 or 4 batches that I'm frying. So just throw them in the oven and keep them warm. In fact, while we're talking about pork chops, there's something I want y'all to see. I finally got it together. I think Jamie's only complaint is Mama's not fast enough. But look a-here, y'all. Look a-here. Look over there. In those pots. Ooh, do you smell that ham hock, son? Gosh.
Hate to rush you, but...
A great time of day. Look at that.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I love taking these left over. And got to make sure I get you some butter.
It's been a leftover. It has been a long time since you've had Bobby and I living in your house.
I know.
We don't do leftovers in my house. I got two boys.
Where's your gravy?
I don't care for any gravy, Mom. I told you.
I thought you wanted it on your mashed potatoes.
No, ma'am. I want butter beans on my potatoes, please.
Okay. Do you want ham?
I don't care. Just get to the goods.
I don't want to choke you to death with that little bone.
You can do it, anything you want.
Okay, show me your pork chop you want.
Just
do you want
one.
A tenderloin or do you want...
I'll take one of each, thank you.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with that one right there for you?
I see. I'm
and get you some onions and some tomatoes.
Onion on top of that.
And
tomato. Look at that beautiful plate right there.
Give you a little white bread.
Oh, this is perfect. You want some chopped onion?
Yes, beans? You know it. For my butter beans. And I'm like you, I kind of like my butter beans. This is the way I'm going to do mine. I'm going to do butter beans on half, and then I'm going to do gravy on half.
Yeah, I think I might do an open-faced pork chop sandwich with gravy.
Yeah. I just love it. Y'all, when I get to spend quality time with my boys.
We're so busy, I don't ever get to see you.
I know it. And it seems like it, if it's the three of us, like I said, I just love my one-on-one time with all of my children. And this is just great. Isn't that tomato beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And is this my chopped onion?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you. All right, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I got him.
See, I think I'm...
I knew you wanted some.
A little bit right there.
Yes. Bon appetit, son.
Mm. I love you, Mama.
I love you,
I'm
too,
proud
son.
Of you.
And I'm proud of you.
Thanks for having
I'm
me.
I'm so blessed.
Look, we got... Golly Moses.
I just bit in that little bit of fat right there.
Mm-hmm. And good, ain't it?
It doesn't like pig fat, I'm telling you.
That's my number one meal.
You know.
Fried pork chop. I don't want to fry pork chops in my house because this is a flavor that I only get from my mama.
Mm-hmm.
In 100 years, when you go to heaven, I'm going to cry thinking about the flavor of that pork chop.
Oh, son. And there's nothing that a mother loves more than feeding her children something that it's like nobody else can give them except you.
This is awesome.
That gift of that wonderful food.
Gosh, I'm trying to swallow everything at once.
Y'all, I'm going to take a quick break, get Jamie to slice us some tomatoes and onions for this wonderful meal, and when we get back, I'll have it all on a plate for you, and I'm going to try to send the taste of it by osmosis. Is that a word?
It's a big word for you.
It is a big word for me. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. All right, so I hope y'all enjoyed that that little scene there. So, we've got all of our pork chops made. Now, you know, we either going to have rice or mashed potatoes with our pork chops. That's just a must. So, we're going to need to make some gravy. So, leave about 2 to 3, 4 tablespoons of your peanut oil in your pan. If you've got more than that, then just pour it off. And then add 2 or 3 tablespoons, heaping tablespoons of flour and salt and pepper, and brown that. And you want to scrape your pan real good to get all those little brown, delicious bites in there that have got so much flavor in them. And you'll want to stir that until it's nice and brown. And then you can add a can of beef broth or a can of chicken broth and about 1/2 cup of milk. And you just add water as needed. So you just stir that until it starts to bubble again and get real thick. And then stick your finger in it for the taste test. And add more salt and pepper if needed. I hope that this recipe gives y'all great success. Until next week, y'all, love and best dishes. So now I'm going to make you some gravy real quick, like.
All right.
And I'm just going to pour most of my grease back into the deep fryer. And look at all those good crummies in there, son.
Little flavor packs.
Yes. Just busting with flavor. Oh, my gosh. I wish you were here to taste this and enjoy it with us. And hopefully, maybe one day, we'll all show up at the restaurant at the same time. Maybe one of the restaurants. So thank you, son.
Thank you, Mama.
Spending a little time with me one-on-one.
Thankful for you and this food.
Mm. Well, Jamie and I both, my whole family, we always send you love and best dishes, y'all. Until next time.
This is delicious, Mom.
I know.
That's so good.
This is my favorite meat.
Not here.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.